all have dreams, big and small, that create a life in our minds different than our reality. All the while, we watch others seemingly make it happen. I'm Rachel Denson, a farm girl turned mortgage guru, moonlighting as your self-help cheerleader. Together, we'll pull back the curtain with intentional conversations and discover how you get there. Hello and welcome to another week of How You Get There. I am celebrating that I am here. I am recording. How You Get There weekly podcast streak is continuing. Y'all, weekly episodes are no joke. I have so much respect for shows that have weekly episodes for such an extended period of time. It is just a feat. It's a lot of plates to balance, especially when I know I've talked about this a little bit, but you know, you get some momentum before the show airs, and it just seems like, for me at least, I kind of blinked, and all that future work that kind of stockpiled up had been depleted. I had used it. It makes me think of my episode with Anna when she was talking about how, you know, she had had a time in her life where she was really holding on and like saving up this cup of energy, this cup of motivation for her. I think it was inspiration, motivation, like positive affirmation after she had had a injury. For me, I think I've really been using my cup of all of you all out there who are listening, who tell me you listen, who tell me you love the show. I've really been dipping into that bucket lately. I have needed that energy. I have needed that push. I talk about a lot on here that I identify myself as an upholder in the Gretchen Rubin's Four Tendency world of I don't need a lot of external accountability. And it's interesting because I see a lot of facets of my life that's so true. You know, internal accountability is the best thing for me. I don't need external accountability. I will say the fact that I am here in some ways, I think, is a testament to that because there is nobody else expecting me to do this. I know Joel, my producer, he does encourage me for sure, is always a positive word, you know, can be very relatable when it comes to being in the podcast sphere. But nonetheless, like Joel is going to forgive me and let it go if I decide not to record in a week. But at the same time, you know, external accountability is a lot of different things. And so it's been interesting to see that in some ways I also have really tapped into the external accountability of knowing that at least some people out there are going to notice if this doesn't come out. Last week, I didn't even make a point to, time got away from me. It was a week of survival mode, and I know we've all been there, and I didn't even, time got away from me, and it had been days before I realized I didn't even post about my new episode debuting. I actually probably will post one of those next week or on Monday, and maybe post a short from this episode too about there being some new episodes to listen to in case people missed it. But nonetheless, without the prompting of the video, I know some people listened, and that really warmed my heart that, you know, some people are waiting for this to come out and listen to it. And it's a really surreal thing. And I'm trying to remind myself, we're in a season I've just decided of How You Get There autobiography version of just you guys and me hanging out and listening to where I'm at on this. And I want to get back to interviews because I have so many people I want to talk to, and I've got some good stuff in the works that I'm excited to share with you all. But there are some things that I want to do right instead of rush them through just to get them done. And there's a fine balance between that and then also continuing to accept that progress over perfection and like at least showing up by myself every week because I do have some things to say. I find this a little bit therapeutic on my own anyways of knowing. I don't know if y'all just heard that, but on YouTube, you saw my microphone decided, just wanted to nosedive into my arm. I do find this therapeutic to kind of work through where I'm at. I know that it definitely should make me more relatable. I think I'm a pretty relatable human being anyways, but a dream can, there's survival mode in the dream. And I'm in that season. I relied on a few friends this week and really kind of just admitted to friends, called out to God, and just waved my white flag of saying, I am so overwhelmed and I am so blessed by all of what is making me overwhelmed, that there is guilt and never wanting to come off like I'm complaining. So I have had to navigate asking for help, and help sometimes can just be letting somebody know that you're struggling is help in itself. For me, I told some close friends this week, I just said, you know, I need you to pray for me because I feel like I'm at the end of my rope on a lot of stuff. And it's all good stuff, but I want to do all these things. I want to be this version of me that I've worked hard to make, that, you know, prioritizes her time, puts her time where I say my priorities are at, you know, this podcast being a huge piece of that, and really feeling like, you know, I've dropped the ball on things that I preach to other people. And I don't ever mean to come off preachy, but you know what I mean, in like the colloquial sense of I say and I try to live by, you know, make time, like you've got to make time, you've got to figure it out. And I've gone through really a month, but especially the last week, feeling like there is no figuring it out. There is only getting to what I know I have to get to. And I'm so thankful that I have a job that I care about so much that it's not hard to prioritize, but it definitely can sometimes feel like it almost doesn't leave room for other stuff. Especially, I was on vacation last week trying to play catch up, and one of my best friends, you know, just offered me the wisdom of, for a few days, can you just do that? Like, can you just accept that your whole existence is going to be getting caught up, being this one thing, getting through, like, so you can see light at the end of the tunnel? And I was already, you know, it was interesting because it's like, I already felt like I was doing that, but then hearing that and almost getting permission from, you know, from somebody I respect and I see is, you know, good with like work-life balance, prioritizing family, even hearing from her, like, can you just, you know, only do this one thing? It really helped me just accept, like, okay, this is really the only way out of this. Like, I'm just going to prolong this lack of efficiency, this struggle with the balance, if I don't get caught up, because there's no balance when I'm behind. I'm just going to keep feeling behind, you know? And for me, that leads to like debilitating anxiety. And so this was about Tuesday. I really just buckled down and like accepted, like, okay, I'm going to give myself free pass. Like, I'm not even going to think about trying to record the podcast. I'm not even going to think about, like, at that point, I'd realized I hadn't posted the Instagram, you know, or my social media video. Now I'm going to think about that. I'm not going to worry about, oh, I should be posting this on my story as I like monologue my day. Like, nope, I'm going to be as efficient as possible. I'll wake up, I'm still getting ready, getting my face ready. Really, it's like now it is such a ingrained habit that it's like the first thing I really crave to do to start my day. And you know, that's like usually the time like where I listen to the Bible. Like, I have my whole little routine there. So I'm like, I'm going to do that as a non-negotiable, but then I'm going to throw my ball cap on. I'm going to get to my office at 7:30. I'm going to stay till however late I need to stay. I'm going to work until however late I need to work at home. I'm going to sit on the couch and get through my 400 emails, so I like actually know what's going on in my life. Like, I'm going to have to just do that until I'm caught up. And shocker, you know, About 2 days later, it was a lot easier to breathe. It felt like I actually finally had some time to do some other priorities that are really important to me right now, which is like our real estate portfolio is taking a lot of my attention right now. And that's okay. I had a good conversation with another friend this morning, which it's cool because this month, so I'm doing the Happiness Project with Gretchen Rubin, which is a 12-month course. She has written a book called The Happiness Project. I know I've talked about it a little bit on here, but as a recap, each month has a theme. The book was written in a certain order. The Happiness Project that I'm doing with Gretchen is a different order because it's a celebration of, I think it's like the 20-year anniversary. I don't know. It's a big anniversary. 2009. Okay. So not 20 years yet. It'll be 15. Okay. 15 years, Happiness Project Revisited. So the order is different. So for the Happiness Project Revisited, April is friendship. And I have not listened to the audio course. I have not filled out. I've got, for those on YouTube, I carry around my Happiness Project Revisited playbook because I want to make time to fill it out. And I have not picked it up. And I have not cracked it open in a hot minute. But it's interesting because even though I have not been taking the month project, the month theme head on, I have been really been trying to be thoughtful as I have navigated some of this stuff with seeking out advice and also just comfort from really from friends, not family, not Chad, you know, my spouse and family, but really just friends and like letting me be vulnerable in these friendships. And I was talking to a friend this morning, to Kimberly, and she was like, you know, a lot of times we have to slow down to speed up. I think that that's so wise, and that this has just been a season for me. I've had to slow down in a lot of places that I would love to be speeding up. But the reality is that my option is I feel like to slow down or to quit. I can't keep going at the pace I was going and all the directions I was going because I was already balancing delicately when a few different life circumstances, positive life things, like nothing bad, but when we threw in a move, when we threw in trying to get a couple different real estate properties ready to be income producing, you know, that was enough that has tipped the scales for me of admitting I've got to pull back somewhere. And I would rather show up here with a 15-minute episode than quit. And if you are still hanging around and you like to listen to me, thank you. If some people are getting bored with these solo episodes, I can understand that too. I have something else in the works, and guess what? You're going to see in the title. That's what I told Kimberly this morning. I was like, you know, some people don't just want to listen to me by myself. They're just skipping and they'll start listening again when they realize that I have a guest because I have some guests lined up that I'm really excited about. And that's really where I want to give my energy to instead of trying to figure out a like standard episode length by myself. And, you know, I'd mentioned in a couple episodes ago that I had a really special episode coming up by myself. And I didn't really allude to that was what that was. And I want to kind of go ahead and just like quit burying the lead about it because it's going to be a little bit. But I think after I share this, and this is kind of going to be like my, I guess, wrapping up point, is that there are some things that are precious enough that I would rather do thoughtfully and I would rather wait on instead of rushing and trying to force myself to stick to my initial plan, which is really hard for me because I'm a rule follower to my core, even to my own rules of like, I told you all that this was going to be an episode coming out next and it's not. And that like makes me cringe on the inside. But also I realize that the conversation I'm going to share and I would love that I want to talk through and walk through is that I've been free from alcohol for a full year now. I've mentioned my sobriety on the show and it's not like a secret in my personal life. And it's not really for my journey. It's like not a super heavy thing that has a lot of negative parts of the story. It's more so just been an enlightenment. That is why I choose to say, and like, you know, the title of the episode when it will come out will be my, you know, feeling free from alcohol, because that's really what it has been for me. And I've, like I said, I have so much to talk about, and I know that it's going to take some time for me sitting down and like really being alone with my thoughts to make sure I don't rush through it, miss anything, and really line out what I want to say. And it's not one that I want to sit down like I am on a Saturday in my working outside clothes to make a quick episode and breeze through. So you know what? It's coming. It's on my mind. And I hope that you'll be excited when you listen to it. But this is my spiel for the week. I'm slowing down to speed up. I am showing up and letting good be good enough. Press and record, being here, keeping my streak going, keeping the dream alive. I'm doing it. And for this week, that is going to be my win. And it may be my win again next week too. You know, I think that's the thing, is that we allow ourselves, or no, I allow myself these moments of, I'm like, okay, moment of weakness, I'm going to get better. And like I mentioned in my How You Get There Day to Day episode of, that's a lie. I think that's a lie that we all feed into. That's the highlight reel of, you know, we post about it after it's over, and you're, you know, it sounds like it's like, oh, just this moment of time. That's just not true. It is a season. Seasons are not days. Seasons are seasons. I hope that this season is wrapping up. I do feel like I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm in a really good headspace to continue to trudge on. But I know that I'm going to look back and not forget how much respect I'm gaining for the, like I said, the shows that I get to listen to, because people are putting their time and energy in consistently, because it's no joke. It is no joke getting it all worked out. It's not easy to always show up, and people are doing it all the time. And it just, I'm so impressed by them and the dedication to the craft. And I'm just trying to stay dedicated myself. That's why I'm here. But thank you for hanging out with me again this week. I love How You Get There. I love hearing that you love the show. If you've told me that, like, I cannot say enough how much it just still kind of blows my mind when some, especially some people that I don't know, as well, are like, oh, I listen to you. I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. And it's making it worth it. It's my why. And I'm not going to forget that. And those are the people I'm really thinking about, even if it's just for the one, for the two, for the handful. They matter. You matter. I matter. We all matter. And we're all going to keep getting there together. Have a great week. Thank you for joining me this week. I hope this episode met you where you were at, and it's given you your own clarity on steps forward for how you get there. Wherever and whatever that is, it is important, and your dreams matter. I would love to hear what you think of this episode and how you get there. You can connect with me personally via email at howyougetthere@gmail.com. Or you can find me at Rach Ross Denson on Instagram, TikTok, and all other social media platforms. If you love How You Get There, I have a favor to ask. Will you share this episode with a friend and take a few seconds to follow, rate, and review How You Get There wherever you listen to your podcast? Please know you are playing a part in making my dream come to life, and for that, I am so grateful. Don't forget, if where you want to go in the future involves a home loan, I would love to help you. Find me on Instagram at @RachelDenson_MLO to learn all about mortgages from my videos, or use the link in the bio to schedule a one-on-one consultation with me. I hope to see you back here next week, where we'll keep talking all about how you get there.